Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Two employees.
Well, are you going to tell Bob, or am I?
I'm not his supervisor, you are.
But you're a friend of his, not just a colleague. It's going to come as quite a shock.
Especially after last night. We went out for a drink together, and he was talking about asking for a promotion.
He told me he was looking forward to a pay rise after hearing the rumours.
Can't we do something about it? What about finding him a position in another department, or even another branch?
I've tried that already. I was on to management as soon as I heard, but there are no vacancies anywhere. It's all because of this big shake-up that's going on.
Yes, I've heard. They're downsizing the company to reduce costs. It's not just Bob who's getting the sack. Pity, though, he was a capable worker.
Not always that reliable, though. Anyway, I hear they're going to give a healthy severance package, including 6 months' wages.
Still at his age, it won't be easy to be re-employed.
No, you're right. Even with his experience. There are jobs out there, but marketing is a young person's game. So are you going to give your friend the bad news?
Well, I guess so, if you don't want to. We usually take a coffee break together around this time. Maybe I can bring it up then.
Well, are you going to tell Bob, or am I?
I'm not his supervisor, you are.
But you're a friend of his, not just a colleague. It's going to come as quite a shock.
Especially after last night. We went out for a drink together, and he was talking about asking for a promotion.
He told me he was looking forward to a pay rise after hearing the rumours.
Can't we do something about it? What about finding him a position in another department, or even another branch?
I've tried that already. I was on to management as soon as I heard, but there are no vacancies anywhere. It's all because of this big shake-up that's going on.
Yes, I've heard. They're downsizing the company to reduce costs. It's not just Bob who's getting the sack. Pity, though, he was a capable worker.
Not always that reliable, though. Anyway, I hear they're going to give a healthy severance package, including 6 months' wages.
Still at his age, it won't be easy to be re-employed.
No, you're right. Even with his experience. There are jobs out there, but marketing is a young person's game. So are you going to give your friend the bad news?
Well, I guess so, if you don't want to. We usually take a coffee break together around this time. Maybe I can bring it up then.
Vehicle repairs.
It's just as I thought. The clutch is gone. The whole thing will need replacing.
Oh dear. How long do you suppose it will take to change the clutch?
I think I'll be able to get it done by Wednesday.
I have to have it for Tuesday. I have an important appointment and I just can't get there using public transport. Can't you fix it on Monday?
I can't do that, madam. It's Friday afternoon and everything is shut now for the weekend. We don't have the parts on hand. They have to be ordered from the supplier, and it takes at least 24 hours for them to deliver the parts to us. Even if I order the parts on Monday morning, I won't be able to get the job finished before Tuesday evening.
What am I going to do?
What time is it? 4:30. There might still be someone at the supplier's now. I'll ring them and tell them to send the parts out by courier first thing on Monday. That way, I should be able to get it done by the evening. You'll have to pay extra for the courier service, though.
That's all right. How much do you think it will cost me altogether?
It'll probably set you back around 400 euros.
400 euros? That's a bit steep, isn't it?
Not really. First, the parts for this car have to be imported, so they're not cheap. Secondly, replacing the clutch isn't easy and needs a lot of man hours. It's something that needs to be done, though. Otherwise, you'll find yourself stopped dead in the middle of some road. It's just as I thought. The clutch is gone. The whole thing will need replacing.
Oh dear. How long do you suppose it will take to change the clutch?
I think I'll be able to get it done by Wednesday.
I have to have it for Tuesday. I have an important appointment and I just can't get there using public transport. Can't you fix it on Monday?
I can't do that, madam. It's Friday afternoon and everything is shut now for the weekend. We don't have the parts on hand. They have to be ordered from the supplier, and it takes at least 24 hours for them to deliver the parts to us. Even if I order the parts on Monday morning, I won't be able to get the job finished before Tuesday evening.
What am I going to do?
What time is it? 4:30. There might still be someone at the supplier's now. I'll ring them and tell them to send the parts out by courier first thing on Monday. That way, I should be able to get it done by the evening. You'll have to pay extra for the courier service, though.
That's all right. How much do you think it will cost me altogether?
It'll probably set you back around 400 euros.
400 euros? That's a bit steep, isn't it?
Not really. First, the parts for this car have to be imported, so they're not cheap. Secondly, replacing the clutch isn't easy and needs a lot of man hours. It's something that needs to be done, though. Otherwise, you'll find yourself stopped dead in the middle of some road.
At the train station.
I'd like a one-way ticket on the next train to Oxford, please.
Certainly, sir. The next train for Oxford leaves from Platform 7 at 5:20 and gets in at 7:15. It's not a direct train, though. You have to change at Didcot.
Isn't there a train that goes straight to Oxford?
Unfortunately, direct services are not so frequent on Sundays. The next one isn't for another 2 hours.
I don't want to hang around here for another 2 hours. I think I'll go on the next one, please. Will I have to wait long when I change trains?
No, not too long. The Bristol train gets to Didcot at 6 o'clock. Your connection leaves at 6:15 and arrives in Oxford at 7:15. The only thing you have to remember is to change platforms. You arrive on Platform 1, but the Oxford train departs from Platform 3.
I'm coming back on Tuesday. I don't know what time, but I'll be carrying a lot of stuff. Will I have to change trains then, too?
It depends when you leave. If I were you, I would try and time your departure with one of our direct services. But if you're returning on Tuesday, why not purchase a period return ticket? It's only £2 more than a single.
but I'm not sure what time I'm coming back.
That isn't necessary. It's valid for any day, up to 7 days from the day of purchase. So it's the same price whenever you choose to return.
In that case, give me a return, please. I'd like a one-way ticket on the next train to Oxford, please.
Certainly, sir. The next train for Oxford leaves from Platform 7 at 5:20 and gets in at 7:15. It's not a direct train, though. You have to change at Didcot.
Isn't there a train that goes straight to Oxford?
Unfortunately, direct services are not so frequent on Sundays. The next one isn't for another 2 hours.
I don't want to hang around here for another 2 hours. I think I'll go on the next one, please. Will I have to wait long when I change trains?
No, not too long. The Bristol train gets to Didcot at 6 o'clock. Your connection leaves at 6:15 and arrives in Oxford at 7:15. The only thing you have to remember is to change platforms. You arrive on Platform 1, but the Oxford train departs from Platform 3.
I'm coming back on Tuesday. I don't know what time, but I'll be carrying a lot of stuff. Will I have to change trains then, too?
It depends when you leave. If I were you, I would try and time your departure with one of our direct services. But if you're returning on Tuesday, why not purchase a period return ticket? It's only £2 more than a single.
But I'm not sure what time I'm coming back.
That isn't necessary. It's valid for any day, up to 7 days from the day of purchase. So it's the same price whenever you choose to return.
In that case, give me a return, please.